have here the down payment. For example, zero lang muna. Wala lang muna kita down payment si customer. And then we have here our payment type. So meron tayong options here sa ating payment type. Ipaka-cash niya ba, check, or bank deposit. So for example, cash lang, sir. And then we also have our OR number. And then saan natin i-deposit kung meron down payment si client. And then after the after nyan, sir, if ever okay na, so pwede kayo makapag-print ng receipt. So just check the box and then after click natin si reserve po.
Okay.
Okay, so pa-click lang po si reserve, sir. So, may lalabas na confirmation UI. So, makikita natin kung anong oras at saka anong araw po mag-check-in or i-reserve natin yung room kay customer. So, if ever it is confirmed, so just click confirm reservation po.
This is reservation, so...
Yes, sir.
So, just the date. For example, this is just like you are doing check-in, right?
Yes, sir.
So, it's possible that we can change the date, let's say future date for that because our reservation. Is it possible for this?
Yes, sir. We can edit naman.
Okay, how are we going to do that?
So, just close muna, sir. Click muna yung close. And then, date from. So, change natin yung date from. So, for example, magbubook or mag-check-in si customer sa Sunday. So, click natin si yung date, which is 12. So, as you can see, makikita din po natin yung kailan siya mag-check out. So, change din natin. So, pwede pa change yung stay duration, sir, kasi parang pwede mo i-change. So, for example, 3. So, as you can see, May 12 or 3 hours pa yung duration. So, as you can see, May 12 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. po sila. Okay, so yan po sir. And then after, pag okay na, you're set na po yung date and the time. So we will click the reserve na po.
If ever tayo ng down payment at customer, how are we going to do it?
Okay sir, so as you can see sa lower part sir, mayroon down payment. So as you can see, yung total amount or total journey cost is 300 pesos. So for example, na down payment